Jake, you recently spent some time one-on-one with Roberto Houston of Black Pegasus.
I did. He's a really interesting guy who's been rapping here in Colorado Springs since the 1990s, and over the last few decades, he's released several albums and toured throughout the U.S. and Europe alongside some really big names in hip-hop. His latest album comes out July 7th, and it's simply titled Robert Houston. After many years in the business, he says he's returning to his roots with this album, and he's not sure if this will be his last release or the beginning of a new chapter.
Okay, well, let's have a listen. Creeping on the come up, got it right into the sun up. Watching for the haters trying to run up. What up? Stop the hate, that's not my fate. I ain't tripping with the clip and put the gun up. Shut up. Miraculous, we're rapping this, and I ain't slipping with the butt up to get cut up.
So I'm in the studio with Black Pegasus, aka Black P, Roberto Houston. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having me.
We wanted to kind of get to know you a little bit, and I wanted to just sort of start out by asking you to tell us a little bit about your background and kind of how you got started in rap and hip-hop.
You know, I started when I was really young. I was watching like MTV when MTV actually played music videos and just emulating that. I'm a little bit older, so like I came from that era. So like this was like 95, you know, 94, I'm watching music videos on MTV. And like 96, I started messing around with some of my buddies. They'd bring records over, and we'd play the B-side instrumental on my pop's record player and just start freestyling over it. And from there, just kind of just kept growing. Like certain things just kept happening, and it just led to me becoming like a full-blown rapper. So, Yeah.
And in those early days, back in the early mid-90s, who were the rappers that inspired you?
Everyone knows like I'm a Wu-Tang fanatic. I'm a Wu-Tang head. But Wu-Tang, Biggie, Tupac, NWA, Dr. Dre stuff, you know, stuff like that was... for me, that was like the most prevalent.
And so you started out just freestyling. How did it sort of become a career?
Because I was actually able to freestyle a little bit with my homies. I would write stuff down at school, and I had this multimedia class, and me and the homies, we'd walk behind Best Buy, go get high, and then come back and write rhymes. And that was our thing, just passing paper. Hey, look at what I wrote. Look at what I wrote. So I was so scared to just grab a mic at a house party and just freestyle. And I just did it. And that was like literally, that was the moment where I was like, yo, every house party we freestyled, we battled. We were battling kids. Like that was just, it was it for me. And it just kind of just went from there. Is this real life or a lucid dream? Is this really my sight or what I choose to see? I've been tuning this mic and it's loose to leave, so I can change up my life from what it used to be.
You grew up in Colorado Springs, right?
Yes, sir.
And how'd you find sort of the hip hop scene here, kind of as you started to chart a course and a career in hip hop and rap?
The hip hop scene really kind of found us in a sense. Like now you're talking about like 98, 99, and I'm 18 and 19 years old, and back then we're still on cassette tapes. CDs are barely being burnt. People are showing up to shows. It's all word of mouth. It's just a different time period. There's no social media. There's no real web presence. It's just like, you know, real organic. And so it kind of found us just going to house parties, rapping and having a good time as kids do, you know. And it just kind of spread organically, word of mouth.
Colorado Springs isn't really known necessarily for its hip-hop scene. Was that a challenge for you as you tried to kind of break into the industry and sort of establish yourself as a rapper?
Right, and it was a challenge, and I'm going to toot my own horn for a minute, but we really helped cultivate the scene. Behind the scenes, it was my dude Bass, Jason Blizz. They had this studio that started, it was kind of before its time, and people started recording here, and it allowed people like me and Samir from The Reminders, me and him actually started out in like groups together, you know. There were a lot of people that pioneered this scene and cultivated it, because like back then we'd go on tour and we'd be like, hey, we're from Colorado, and people would clown us and think we're supposed to be cowboys and all types of stuff. Now the trends have turned. You got to think this is almost 20 years later. This started in 98, 99, and it's 2017, and I'm still putting out records, still touring the world. Even though we're relatively underground, We help cultivate the scene where people could have a platform to do what they're doing now. We came in and trailblazed that, and it was really hard at first.
Look at me, but hold your camera tight. This ain't candlelight. I'm a supernova, and these cats ain't even satellites. Been flipping
words before. And now fast forward to 2017, and you've really had a successful career so far. And I mean, just recently, you've got a new video out on YouTube,
right.
Idolatry, that's got 500,000 views. It seems like you've really had a steady kind of growth as an artist and in terms of your fan base.
I've been doing this a long time, and when I started, I was really young and very impressionable. And I started out just a boom bap, like, I want to be the illest lyricist alive, da-da-da-da. But on my way, I started touring with other big artists that made, like, let's say, party music. And so I got lost a little bit, but I'm finding my way back home now, and I'm really getting into my roots of just, like, lyricism, being conscious, and just hip-hop that has substance. And it's just, that's kind of reinvigorated me to actually do what I'm doing. I don't know. This is either my last album or the beginning of a new chapter.
I know that you're waiting for me.
It's a personal record, so there's some things on there that go kind of deep. Last year, me and my wife had a son, Robert Houston III, but he passed away in a stillborn delivery. So I wanted to make sure, like, the whole story was set together. And so that was a big part of it.
I miss you, I love you, it's different. My son, who I never got a chance to hold you or hug you. Relationship, no face to it. Your soul left your body, a vacant ship. When I first got to...
Originally, when I was recording the record to finish it, she was pregnant, and I was like, when my son is born and I get to hold him, hear him cry, I'm gonna make a song for him, and that's gonna end the album. But the course was rerouted. This record is definitely for legacy. The reality is, I just, you know, started growing up, maturing, and just other things are a little more important than the party to me.
Unlimited potential got me feeling mental. Your mom's heart broken. What we went through, June 22nd, delivered a stillborn. Robert Houston III, an angel was still born.
So you've had a really long career so far as an artist. What have been, like, some of the highlights, some of the things that you've looked on and you're like, man, I cannot believe this is happening right now?
The biggest highlight was being able to tour with Guru from Gangstar. At this time, he was touring Jazzmatazz because the Gangstar thing, him and Primo, had some type of differences, so he's touring solo. But before he passed, I was able to tour the West Coast, some of the Midwest, and actually the South. So it was crazy to be in, like, Orlando, Florida, rapping with Guru. So that was super awesome. Those are highlight pivotal points. But the most was this year, actually. I actually got to tour with Afro, All Flows Reach Out. RA the Rugged Man signed him and put him on, but all through Europe. Man, it was awesome. So I actually went out. I wear a few hats, but I was his tour manager, and I was rapping, opening up his show. So it was really awesome.
So you say maybe this is your last album, maybe not. Like, what do you hope to see for yourself going forward in your career? You know, where do you go next?
My career, it's really just, it's got to be organic. It's got to be natural. Like, if I'm really feeling it and I'm in tune with the music and I'm creating beautiful artwork, you know, I'm going to keep it up, you know what I mean? But if not, you know, I'm not afraid to let go at this point. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to let go of what you love for what you're supposed to do. And I think I'm at that point in my life where what I'm supposed to do as a man in this world is starting to arise. And so, you know, I might have to give up something I love to become what I'm actually here place to be here for, but you know, I might be here to spread certain things through music. So it just has to be organic. I think it's gonna naturally present itself to me.
And my last question, as someone who's kind of been around the block, seen the ups and downs of the industry, and who's really forged a successful career as an artist, what advice would you have for young rappers in Colorado Springs in particular trying to kind of get their start right now, trying to get out into the broader music industry?
In life, if your personal budget, your life isn't together, it's hard to have your music together. If you're just starting out, making sure you have the right budget, you know, have a laptop, have a phone, and become value, bring something to the table. And then, you know, other than that, there's a long list of stuff, but really the music, man, the music is still the foundation. Like, if you have dope music, people are attracted to that. People forget, and they're like, well, this happening, that happening. Well, you're either not getting your music in front of the right audience, or your music's not there. It's just that simple. And I've been through that. My music was not there when I started. I just had a platform where a lot of people were seeing me, but I go back and listen. I can see the flaws in it. So it's just growing, you know?
Black Pegasus, Roberto Houston, thank you so much for coming in.
Jacob, my man, I appreciate you reaching out. I love getting out to new people and just being able to say what's up. And I really do appreciate you having me on your platform.
Windows down, got my music playing. We become our thoughts. Now that's a super saiyan. We going super saiyan.
That was Roberto Houston, a.k.a. Black Pegasus, speaking with 91.5 KRCC's Jake Pronell. Black Pegasus's new album is called Robert Houston. There will be an album release party on Friday, July 7th at the Black Sheep in Colorado Springs. You're listening to Air Check from 91.5 KRCC. Stay with us.
This where I stand, homie. They said I sink down, but then I swam, homie. If you ride with me.